This is VOA News. Reporting by remote, I'm David Byrd. The 20th anniversary commemoration of the 9/11 attacks at Ground Zero in New York began Saturday with a tolling bell and a moment of silence. AP's Julie Walker reports.
Family members of the victims stood by the two reflecting pools at the 9/11 memorial where the Twin Towers once stood, holding pictures of their loved ones gone but never forgotten over the years as their names were read out.
Timothy J. Finnerty.
Michael C. Fiore.
The annual reading of the names of all the victims, so personal.
My uncle Jason Thomas. We love you and we miss you. Thank you for being our guardian angel.
And yet so very public.
May we find the love to connect us and weed out all that divides us. And most importantly, we never forget.
Almost 3,000 people died on 9/11, most of them in New York. At Ground Zero, I'm Julie Walker.
Former President George W. Bush told people at the Flight 93 National Memorial in Pennsylvania that Americans learned much about themselves on September 11th. Bush, who was president during the attacks, commended the courage of the Flight 93 passengers and crew, who are believed to have foiled an attack on the U.S. Capitol by leading the plane to crash in rural Pennsylvania.
These Americans were brave, strong, and united in ways that shocked the terrorists, which should not surprise any of us. This is the nation we know.
The former president encouraged Americans to put aside their political differences in the spirit of what he saw after 9/11, saying he saw millions of people instinctively grab their neighbors' hands and rally to the cause of one another. For more on these stories and the rest of the day's news, visit our website. This is VOA News. The United States has pulled missile defenses in Saudi Arabia amid a rise in Yemeni attacks. AP's Charles de Ledesma reports.
American troops offload missiles at Prince Sultan Air Base in Saudi Arabia. Satellite photos analyzed by the AP show the U.S. has removed its most advanced missile defense system and Patriot batteries in recent weeks, even as the kingdom faces continued air attacks from Yemen's Houthi rebels. While tens of thousands of American forces remain across the Arabian Peninsula as a counterweight to Iran, Gulf Arab nations worry about America's future plans as its military perceives a growing threat in Asia that requires those missile defenses. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
Large numbers of doctors, nurses, and other medical workers marched in Warsaw Saturday to demand higher wages and an improvement in working conditions made more difficult by the coronavirus pandemic. Poland's healthcare sector was strapped for funds even before the outbreak of coronavirus. Low wages drove many medical workers to seek work in other European Union countries. Protesters stressed the point in speeches and their banners that they are working extremely long hours. They also say they are putting their patients in danger and driving themselves, in some cases, to early deaths. Protesters marched in Paris Saturday for the ninth straight weekend, condemning France's government-mandated health pass. Thousands joined the march, organized by far-right party leader Florian Philippot, chanting slogans such as "Freedom" and "Macron, we don't want your pass." Since early August, people in France have been required to present a health pass, which brings proof of vaccination, a negative COVID-19 test, or recovery from the disease, in order to be allowed in cinemas, restaurants, gyms, or museums. The government says it is necessary to combat the pandemic. Opinion polls show a majority of people in France support the rules. Peru's government says Abimael Guzman, the leader of the brutal Shining Path insurgency in Peru, who was captured in 1992, has died in a military hospital after an illness. Justice Minister Anibal Torres says the 86-year-old Guzman died early Saturday morning after suffering from an infection. He was captured in 1992 and sentenced to life in prison for terrorism and other crimes. Visit VOANews.com for more. Reporting by remote, I'm David Byrd, VOA News.